What's up, Atlanta? Happy Thursday with Turtle. Mike, Carl, run, baby, run. Get back to that shuttle. We are here. Oren already put him up for the full four tonight. Feels good to be here for the full four. Three fives in a row, Oren. Rough on you. Sleep schedule just goes a little wee-haw, a little honky on you. But no, I love doing the Atlanta baseball postgame show. But tonight, there is no Braves baseball. You know what? It's almost a shame with the way they've been playing the last couple of weeks. Keep the momentum rolling. If you're driving out there in Midtown right now, be careful. Where have we heard this before, Oren? It is thunderstorming here in Midtown Metro Atlanta. Literally, I think...
Last night.
Yeah, last night. And the night before that. The
night before, and tomorrow, and probably tomorrow, Saturday.
And Saturday, yeah. The summer of storms is what it's been here in Atlanta. And unfortunately, I'm not talking about Storm Norton, because he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks after ankle surgery. Caleb McGarry watch continued today. This was the tweet that got everybody riled up. Jeremy Fowler about Nooner today, so... roughly 6 hours ago, Falcons right tackle Caleb McGarry will miss time on the apparent leg injury suffered Wednesday, per source, who added the exact timetable was not immediately known. But for now, he's out of the lineup. Could there have been a more vague tweet if his editor didn't literally go to him and say, Jeremy, I want you to make a tweet about Caleb McGarry, and I want you to leave Falcons fans more confused than they were before as to why they have not gotten an update.
Like an episode of Lost.
Yeah, well, good job, Jeremy Fowler. Usually I rely on you for credible NFL information. This time, and that's it. That's where we are with Caleb McGarry. Well, a couple of things. Turtle, why haven't they signed anybody yet? Well, a couple of reasons. A, we don't know the extent of the injury yet, so we all need to wait as much as it sucks. B, most likely, if they do need to find a short or long-term replacement, it's going to come after next week. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked. Next week is cutdown day. Next week is when rosters will be finalized. So the Falcons won't get a full gauge on what's really going on with the tackle market until next week. So, unfortunately, we're going to need to keep calm and carry on as much as myself. And if you heard Mike Bell today, good thing he was in the Tito's tent and got to take the ledge off, because he was about to walk off a ledge if he didn't have that to imbibe. It's not good. We are now in a holding pattern. But what we do know is that there will be no Storm Norton again, for 6 to 8 weeks. So they at least, at the bare minimum, need to find a backup, right? Because Elijah Wilkinson, I'm not even comfortable really with him as a backup, never mind as a starter. So at the very least, if Caleb doesn't need to miss much time, you still, in my opinion, need to find a better backup. So they're going to have their hands full on that. Let me ask you a question. And Oren, I'll let you answer this first. I've been steadfast and 100% locked in on this potential fact. If the Falcons lose more than, let me put it this way, if they don't win 10 games and make the playoffs, Terry Fontenot is definitely not coming back. And there's a very good chance Raheem Morris also not coming back.
Yes to both of those.
Okay. I heard something today on the radio station that made me do a little bit of thinking. Andy Bunker, on with Randy, also in the Tito Stillhouse, he just raised the question, and I thought it was a good point, and something I'm starting to at least consider, especially with this McGarry news. Are they really that close to the edge? Is their seat really that hot? because there's a couple of things, and Andy made a bunch of good points. A, Arthur Blank doesn't want to fire anybody again. We just did this song and dance. You want to do it again? If you feel like Michael Penix is the future, and you feel like Terry Fontenot did a good job in the draft, especially in the early rounds, aren't you building something here? Do you want to tear it down before it even has a chance to put up its foundation, right? Because this is the first full year for Michael Penix, and he's the franchise, and he's the future. And you're going to have to lock up your studs and Bijan and Drake and Bergeron over the next couple of years. So isn't this really, even though it's year five for Terry Fontenot and it's year two for Ra, doesn't this kind of feel like a year one with Penix in the fold for the first time as the starter, Jalen Walker and James Pierce, Xavier Watts, all those guys in year one? Doesn't it feel like the foundation of something is being built? And you combine that with, well, Arthur Blank doesn't like to fire anybody. And you also combine it with letting it grow and giving it a fair shake and not cutting it off at the stump before you see the results. So that's my question to you. 404-726-0929. Looking at it now, do you feel any differently? Or do you still feel like it's playoffs or bust for the Falcons and their regime? If they don't make the playoffs, if they don't win 10 games, are Terry and Ra definitely gone, especially Terry Fontenot? Or do you think, based off of what I'm saying, what Andy said earlier today, that there's actually a chance that they could come back? I'm not saying I believe it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying for the first time, I'm considering it. Because I thought Andy did make some good points. And I think he's potentially onto something given the way it goes, right? Like if Penix looks really good and the offense looks really good, the defense grows over the course of the year, but maybe it has some stumbling blocks out the gate and you get off to a slow start and you can't quite recover, but you finish the season strong. Is there a chance everybody comes back? I actually kind of think there is. But before, like after the season, directly after the season, oh, there was no telling me nothing. It was 10 wins or bust. It was playoffs or bust. I still think that, but I am now, again, for the first time, considering that there could be a way, depending on what it looks like, that they could be back if they don't win 10 games and make the playoffs. There's a chance. Do I think that's the best thing for the organization? Now, that could be a different story, right? Because, again, what's best for the organization? Let Terry continue to become a much better drafter like he was this year. We know he's good for the most part at bringing in free agents. If he nailed the draft this year, okay, maybe he can nail the draft next year, especially without a first-round pick. Let's see how they finagle that. Does Ra improve? If he becomes a lot better with timeouts, with clock management, with in-game situations, because he struggled with that last year. The owner called him out on it. Can't get much more serious than that, right? 404-726-0929. What do you think? Has your opinion changed at all over the course of the summer as now we head into week one after Friday night's last preseason game? I just think maybe there's a way. And I didn't think that before. I was 100% convinced it was boom or bust. There was no room for nuance. There was no wiggle room. There was no silver lining to be taken out of anything but a 10-win, division-winning, playoff berth season. But maybe it depends on what it looks like, right? Maybe it comes down to the final week of the season, like it did last year. And, you know, it's just the inexperience and the youth of the defense just can't get it done in the final week, and you miss the playoffs by one game. But Penix, you know, throws for 4,000 yards and 25 touchdowns, and Drake's an all-pro, and Bijan's an all-pro, and, you know, some of the rookies look good, but you fall just short. I kind of think there's a chance Arthur Blank looks at it and says, well, if we were this close this year and it wasn't because we started hot and then fizzled like it was this past season because of Kirk being injured, maybe I believe a little bit more than I thought in the foundation of this franchise. Maybe I can sit here and say, I don't need to blow it up again. I don't need another new coach, another new general manager, another new offensive coordinator, potentially another new defensive coordinator. Because when you do that, you're resetting. You're essentially saying the clock starts over once again. And I don't know how much Arthur Blank wants to do that. That's why I think Andy's point was so good. Because it really is boom or bust time for this team. But perhaps there's a little nuance to it, whereas before I was sitting here thinking, no, absolutely not. They need to make the playoffs, win double-digit games, and probably win the division. Otherwise, Terry Fontenot definitely is not coming back, and Raheem Morris probably isn't coming back. So what do you think? 404-726-0929. We'll take your calls when we get back. 404-726-0929. Has your opinion of what the standard needs to be for this season changed at all? Because if you look at it, there is maybe a path to where this team could not win double-digit games or miss the playoffs again, and those two guys could be back. Probably not, but the seed was planted in my head. Whereas to before, as you guys know, I've been pounding the table on this radio station. It didn't exist. Now it's the dumb and dumber, so you're telling me there's a chance. A chance. Again, I think it would have to be like you barely miss by the slimmest of razor's edge, and also on top of that, Penix looks great. You know, loss of Caleb McGarry, if he's gone for any time, doesn't just crush your season. You watch the rookies grow over the year, basically saying that we are 100% or as close to it positive that next year is going to be our year. All right, 404-726-0929. We'll take your calls when we get back on this topic. Is there any wiggle room for Terry and Raheem to get through this season without the playoffs, and either one of them or both of them are back at Flowery Branch next year? What do you think? I think maybe. Maybe after all. 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas Turtle with you till 10 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.